We taped the proceedings.
A long time ago, being crazy meant something. Nowadays, everybody's crazy.
And the only reason why they keep letting it happen is just for S and G. You know what I mean? The G giggles.
He brought up Helter Skelter in the hearing, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So glad you have court TV.
Now, being that it is Good Friday, before we play the Charlie Manson parole hearing, I just want to make sure that people would like to hear it. It's Good Friday, and, okay, the guy is a mass murderer. Well, actually, he didn't kill anybody himself. As Rob points out, like, frequently.
Rob has got in your head, huh?
Well, you know, when I think about it, it's amazing that he was convicted because he wasn't there.
Listen, if he went to court today, no way. No way would he be convicted. No
If
way.
He had a dream team. Now, I'm glad that he is in prison. I don't want him to get out. Don't get the wrong idea here. No. But who? Let's take a little quick poll here. 313-298-WRIF. Who, if you want to hear the Manson parole hearing, or if you would rather not hear it.
Here's the thing about Charlie.
We're not trying to glorify Charlie Manson. Don't get the wrong idea.
Right. And here's the thing about Charlie Manson is that he is so completely out there, so gone, such a mental vegetable. I mean,
he's not a vegetable.
I know, but I mean, mentally, in terms of just the things he says, the ramblings, the, you know what I mean?
Oh, they're amazing.
Just so gone.
It's total. Yeah. No, it's not intelligence. It's madness. It's complete madness.
Just, I could listen to the guy talk for hours because it's just so out there.
I was just telling Drew that one of the funniest things to me about watching those, I don't glorify him, man. Just all these things.
Oh, you love him, Rob.
It's hilarious.
You love him. You want him.
the fact that parole board has to listen to that because of our stupid justice system.
I know.
We have to put up with that.
You know what? I can't believe it. They actually take 25 minutes to recess. What the hell are they doing those 25 minutes? Is there an advocate saying, I tell you, he sounds pretty good to me. I don't think he's going to hurt anybody. No, man, he's nuts. What are you talking about?
I think they just want to drag it out so they can enjoy the moment a little bit longer. I mean, it's just fun to hear him ramble on and on and on. With Geraldo years ago, the first time we saw it, you know, and this guy is just absolutely bizarre to look at. You know, remember the black Satan eyes and everything? And he's telling Geraldo about how he just pounds his pud daily, you know, and gets out his guitar and how he gets pot and creates these songs. And the lyrics were just ridiculous. And then, of course, we've seen him since then. He's always going, woman, da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's always this male
superior. Oh, with Diane Sawyer.
Oh, man.
Well, let's let the people speak on this because I don't want to make the call on playing Charlie Manson on the air. Who's this?
This is Rick.
Hey, Rick, do you want to hear the Manson hearing?
Gotta love Manson.
Oh, for crying
it's
out
just
loud.
He's hilarious, man.
All right. One up. Manson or no Manson?
Yep, Manson.
You're up for it.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Chicks dig Manson, too.
Well, it's just so comical. You know,
yeah.
It's so funny. We just watched the biography. Did you guys watch that?
Oh,
yeah, that's a great one.
I missed it.
Really good.
Yeah, those old clips are really, it's really weird to look back on that.
It is.
And in fact, Court TV provided kind of a highlight capsule of his last parole hearing, too, which is awesome.
Isn't it comical, though? You're so right. Because the things he says, I mean, you'd never imagine he'd ever say that. It's just a scream.
It is. It's really funny. We don't get Court TV either.
Yeah, we
don't. Oh, I tell you, it's great. There was a...
On that, too, you know.
There was a love triangle trial on right before Charlie that was great lead-in for Charlie. No question about it.
Oh, man.
Okay, two up. Manson or no Manson?
No Manson.
Okay,
no
you're Manson. Not up for it.
No, negative.
Okay. Thanks for the call. 2-1. Well, just letting the people vote here. Charlie or no Charlie?
Manson, put the nut on.
Okay, 3-1. Charlie or no Charlie?
Charlie!
Charlie!
Manson!
Okay.
My man Chuck. Manson!
Chuck Manson?
What up, Chuck?
Okay, Chuck or no Chuck?
Oh, Charlie, definitely, man. He's nuts.
Yeah, okay. He is nuts. He's wildly and hilariously nuts.
We're all busting our own way, so why not, man?
Yeah, that's it.
5-1. Now, I don't want anybody going out and killing anybody and claiming, well, Drew and Mike played probationary, so I better go out and kill some people. Riff, Chuck or no Chuck?
Oh, gotta hear it, Chuck.
Okay.
Gotta hear it.
Yeah, you have to.
I mean, he's just such a goofball.
Hey, man,
you gotta hear it.
Couldn't you listen to him nonstop for like 5 hours? You know what I mean?
Oh, man, he could just ramble on forever.
Yeah, just have him rambling on while you sit on your couch and drink.
You know, having watched it, I got a little tired of the rambling, but I have to admit, when he interacts with the people, then it's hilarious.
Yeah, and a lot of times he likes to really get in their face. You know what I mean?
He's not too combative here, but every now and then he freaks people out.
Yeah.
Okay, 6-1. Chuck or no Chuck?
Chuck. You know what? You got to play it more than once because every time you hear that guy, you pick up something different.
I know. It is. It's like a Simpsons episode.
Yeah, last time it was woman, blah, 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 you know?
Chuck or no Chuck?
Yeah, like you need our approval.
You're up for Chuck?
Put him on.
Okay. Well, no, I don't want to bum people out or freak people out with Manson. And it is Good Friday, too, so we're trying to be respectful.
Today, Jesus died on the cross!
I promise I won't murder anybody today.
Okay.
Maybe a broken leg, but...
No, okay, don't hurt. Will you murder anybody if we play Chuck?
Or Chuck.
Well, I mean, do you promise not to murder anybody if we play the Chuck Manson?
No. I had my day's worth with the Wings. That did me in. Now we need a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
On the Wings, or you want Chuck?
Oh, well, I want both. I mean, Claude and Chuck kind of resemble.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's a thumbs up for Chuck. Okay, one more.
I would say Chuck's been in the fetal position like that a few times.
Chuck or no Chuck?
No Chuck.
No Chuck. No okay. Chuck. Okay.
All right.
He sounded kind of bummed, didn't he?
Yeah, well, there are people that are just like, don't glorify the dude, you know.
Oh, I don't want to glorify him, but, man, I do like to hear him. Chuck right. Or no Chuck?
No Chuck.
Oh, no Chuck. Okay, yeah, the no Chucks are picking up steam here.
Yeah.
It's 8-3. Chuck or no Chuck?
Put on Chuck.
Okay, 9-3. sounds like a sweet young mother. Yeah. Put on Chuck. Yeah. Chuck or no Chuck? Hello?
Hello.
You want Chuck? Okay, Chuck or no Chuck?
I think Underwriter Laboratories could use him to check the flammability of their leather masks.
That would be nice. Too bad they overturned the death penalty in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, if everyone get out and vote, we could change that.
Okay.
Yeah,
You promise not to ice anybody if we play Chuck?
Oh, now, see, I can't make that promise yet. You know, I build bikes and we get stressed out enough.
I know.
I might just ice somebody, especially the manager.
I know. Yeah, because some people really piss you off.
I don't think we're gonna be able to play Chuck now. This guy's scaring me.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
Well, then I'll let's do it off the air.
One more. Okay, you'll be the deciding call. Chuck or no Chuck? Hello? Undecided. Chuck or no Chuck?
It'll have to be a Chuck.
Was that a vote?
Chuck.
Okay, it's a vote for Chuck.
He's doing a hog. Nice okay. Work, man. I even forgot about that.
Okay, do you promise not to ice anybody?
Chuck.
Yeah, I guess I'll think about it. Being on air, I'll probably just bomb somebody, man.
Okay. Chuck.
Now, you gotta promise you're not going to ice anybody. I don't want to read in the papers
okay,
tomorrow.
Okay, man. I won't ice anybody.
All right. He sounds like he might ice somebody. Okay, those of you who don't want to hear Chuck, this is your warning. Here comes Chuck. And if you want to hit the VCR, we'll see Chuck coming into the parole hearing in his sunglasses here.
Oh, in his sunglasses.
Yeah, he's got sunglasses.
Oh, see, right away we're off to a good start. Comes in his sunglasses. Oh, there he is.
What, Chuck, no, he's looking sharp, isn't he?
I can ask you to take your glasses off.
All right, sunglasses, beard, salt and pepper, hair and beard, blue jean jacket.
Yeah, he looks good. No, yeah, there's no doubt about
the
it.
The usual deep black inset eyes, hair shorter. With the sunglasses, he looked like somebody familiar.
He looked like a rock star with the sunglasses because his hair, it looks like he's seeing a hairstylist.
Yeah, there's that infamous spot between his eyes.
He's running his hands through his hair repeatedly.
Yeah, constantly. Like he's bored. Now he's running his hands all over his mustache, all over his beard. Below his eyes, he's got some baggage underneath his eyes. Real leathery face.
M-A-N, S-O-N.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, this is the part where... Okay.
Oh, he had to spell his name.
Okay. They go around the room, and they're all spelling their names and telling who they are.
Scott.
They get to him.
Manson. B-33-920, and all the rest of them.
It would just say my last name, Mr. Manson.
M-A-N-S-O-N.
Thank you. Now watch on this next guy.
Got his hands behind his head.
Okay, listen to this.
Yes, Stephen Kay from the District Attorney's Office in Los Angeles, and my last name is spelled K-A-Y.
Stephen Kay from his mother.
Okay.
Your Higgins?
Look at the guys looking at each other like, what?
Yeah, for no apparent reason.
All the guys looking at each other like, what was that? Did somebody make a note on that?
Okay, this takes a while, and then they start to ask him some questions.
Certain rights that you have for this hearing, you have a right of a timely notice of the hearing, and your file was made available to you for review. You have the right to present any relevant documents.
Still just constantly working this
today that we don't already have.
Well, I'm not much into the clerical perspective of this particular chamber of
law. Okay, so we pretty much have all the documents that we're going to have. Is that
well, true? I imagine you wrote them. They're yours.
Okay. You also have a right to an impartial panel. Do you have any problems with a panel member seated?
No. In fact, I'm it's better than last time.
Okay. You're going to get a copy of the tentative written decision today. That decision will be effective in 90 days after review. The transcript and a
copy. You're on the panel. It's nice to know that Charlie likes you better than the last one.
You have a right to appeal within 90 days and the effective date of the decision. Now, you're not required to discuss the matter with the panel. You're not required to admit to the offense. However, the panel does accept as true the court finding. In other words, we're not going to retry it.
Always in motion.
Mr. Douglas, any confidential information going to be used?
No, Mr. Chair.
All right. Mr. Manson, did you get a copy? Did you get a packet like this?
Someone offered me something if I would sign something. But then someone else told me not to sign anything because my name was worth a lot of money and they didn't want me using it as another economy.
All right, I understand. Do you remember whether or not the items that are checked on this piece of paper were the same items that they offered to you?
Looking over the
much this book stuff. Let's see. What am I looking for exactly?
Just to make sure that you had an opportunity to look at a board report and your psych report. And all
oh, yeah, the guy offered that. Yeah, he brought that into my attention.
He's got glasses on. Put on normal glasses.
But I'm not sure of the little scratches.
Okay, well, I understand that. Are you ready to proceed without...
Yes, sir. I'm here for you.
Or whatever you wish. Do you have any preliminary objections before we start?
I have a lot of objections, but no one's ever been interested before.
Okay, do you have any objections to the way the hearing is being
No, it seems reasonable.
Okay, that's kind of what we're after as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you swear to tell us the truth today?
Always.
All right, that's all I ask. All right, I've got some stuff to read here, so I'll be a minute.
Charlie says some of the craziest things here, and they always go, I see.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, right. They always expect it. They always amuse him.
Directed to accompany Charles Tex Watson in order to carry out his...
Okay, this goes on forever.
Yeah,
zing ahead there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Charlie's got one pretty good diatribe coming up here.
It's just absolutely fantastic. You know, he's always in motion a lot, you know. Always moving his hands around and everything. Always.
He's like a whirling dervish.
It's like he's got a lot of...
Okay, this is your opportunity if you want to tell us, as long as you don't take too long, because we're not... You know,
see,
there we go.
See, how long is the episode would be to squeeze it down in words.
That's
you know,
right.
We're talking about 25, 30 years here. That's not very easy to say in a few minutes.
I understand that. I just want you to do the best you can.
Yeah, well, the more confusion that people have piled on me with lies and deceit, and ambition and all the greedy little things that they play their dollar bills for comes back to the penitentiary that I've been in since I was a little kid. So I look at everything from a child's perspective because I'm still 10 years old, because I've still been up underneath the authority of the father since I was a little 10-year-old kid, because when my mother got out of prison, she brought me over and let me loose with the monks in the Irish Catholic Church. I escaped there at 13 years old, and I burglarized a lot of things, and I went through a lot of hell coming to California to get to the situation that we're in here now.
Everybody gets a little uneasy when he puts his hands over his head
First
like that.
World War, which out of Kentucky with a long rifle. My uncle Jess gave me a knife.
All these suits are just listening patiently.
They gave me guns and taught me how to use them. They gave me soul and taught me how to fight in the war because I'm not a Yankee. I'm a rebel boy out of the hills of Kentucky and Tennessee. I keep telling these people from California that, but they don't understand what a Beverly Hillbilly is. I do a lot of underworld things. I've been in the underworld all my life since I was a child. You make a mistake and cross me, I'll get you. It's that simple. Sooner or later, in prison, you
learn.
That's
the wrong thing to say.
If you let anyone get that over on you and bust you up with it, they'll get up in your rump and take everything you've got. So I don't allow that.
They'll get up in your rump.
So I'm underneath in the basement. I've got Barry Goldwater's picture on my mirror. United States of America all the way. I'm fighting
these
salutes. God and country that quick. But then it comes down to where I'm not good enough for some reason.
What was the question again?
Be on
I don't know.
Ho Minh Chinh trail with the Viet Cong fighting for liberations, the peace movement, or whose lost children are we helping here at the bottom of this pile of whatever we call this? You know, we are all piled on top of ourselves with thousands and thousands of rules.
Listen to the guy's response when he finally responds.
For a minute, I meet the angels of L.A. L.A.'s angel town. Back in the back, that's where we get down.
Snapping his fingers.
In the front talking about money, honey. I'm back in the back up in the crack. She knows me well. I'm on soul. My Linda Bell is angel to this monks that just took their heads in San Diego because they're way behind time, underwater.
Referring to that
nuclear submarine coming
he's
back
into current
to China
event.
With Ronnie Reagan riding wheelchairs on fire.
Wow.
Paratroopers in Arizona highways. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's my daddy too, you know. But then you keep coming back and tell me I'm less than an American because I don't, and I've already whipped everybody three times. I don't have any problems with anybody. And you got me on PC. Won't accept my word.
See, couldn't they just dismiss the committee at this point and say, okay.
You know, it's funny, rather than call him insane and then take him out of the picture, they love to have him keep coming on by every 5 years.
That's great. In San Diego, I ride a motorcycle. I ride a motorcycle in L.A., a bunch of straight Satans. Call themselves devils. Say they're get down. Say they got the money over on another edge of town. They got the beach.
Look at the overweight girl in the background smiling.
You can't get into the real estate because Pasadena is a submarine that's run by Jody Hoover, who's over in the chapel, who comes from Colombia with the drug cartel, saying he got money with two guns and he's taking that pussy. I blew him to hell. It's that simple.
At that point, Manson making moves like he's pulling a handgun out of his holster.
Mitch Miller. The movies.
Hand motions.
I'm Bing Crosby. Hard as a hobo. Loves the Roman fields of clover. I'm Gene Autry. I'm all those guys. I'm another children. I'm down a wave or two up underneath you. What you're doing, you're over flying with the eagles and the fathers of great lands, but I'm king. I'm terrible.
Okay, we had to
biology.
Have a non-sequitur there.
Class over there at the University of Southern California. That's where the big eagles fly. Yeah, I know Fort MacArthur. I know.
This is
Fort MacArthur.
I guess you let him out, clearly.
I understand.
He's making a great case for himself.
He'll probably get like a radio
responsible
show or
for
something.
Life itself. If God were to wake one Greek Apollo through the sky,
he'd have followers immediately if he was out immediately.
Listening to the parole hearing of Charlie Manson.
What's his name? Jomo Kenyatta? Malma?
Court TV with outstanding coverage.
I was in prison.
Are you responsible for the murders?
I'm responsible for Scott.
Just an audio cutout there.
And a bagpipe. And I killed a lot of people in my life. I have. I've done a lot of things that I'm not ashamed of.
Not the thing to say.
I got convicted for things I didn't do. And then I got loose for things.
No, why do they have to listen? They have to listen to him for like another hour after this. I don't know why.
I was a whole
it's our legal system. It's ridiculous.
And came back on the English language.
You think somebody would slam a gavel and say, you're toast. Get out of here.
Go back to
see in 2002.
Yeah, really.
Columbus. And then I went and asked the doctor.
Bang, bang. We've heard enough.
Because somebody else was laying with this woman and he was jealous. And I said, isn't that silly? Why can't y'all just get along? Love each other. You know?
Okay.
See, he's still in that.
Okay.
Okay.
It'll bring to history if you got one.
I understand.
Says, as a juvenile, you were placed in Gabalt School for
boys.
Yes,
this sir. Goes on forever. We're going to cut to after we finish the news and all that. We'll come back to Charlie at the end of the hearing.
You're listening to the best of Drew and Mike.